Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Mana Pro Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken related prizes than anyone else on the planet. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Fun Thursday. Yep, you heard that right. Fun Thursday, March 29th. And I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers. Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is Fun Thursday here today. Nope, not Fun Friday. That would normally be tomorrow, but since yours truly will be on the road traveling down to Florida for not one, but two events, plus a little vacation, if you will, with the family. Today is going to be fun Thursday, and a little bit of twist. We'll start off. We'll see how it goes, and then we may open the contest to anybody and everybody. But it worked so well last week, and we had actually last Friday's show, Fun Friday, bumped us up there in the top 10 on iTunes. And this past Monday show, I guess I can check it again right now. This past Monday show got us up to number 5 with Peter Brown on the iTunes Top 25. And very, very thankful for that, all of you who listen live and to the archive show. So, as always, let me start off the show by thanking all the homeschoolers for listening today. We appreciate you adding this radio show into your curriculum. So, hello, homeschoolers. Also like to say and send a shout-out to all the over-the-road truck drivers. Keep the tires on the road and drive safe out there. We appreciate you listening as well as you move America across the country. And also want to send a very special shout out to all the feed and seed stores out there that stream this radio show live right in their stores for all of their customers to listen. We appreciate you for doing that. We hope sales are great today and this weekend. We hope you're having a successful Chick Days, and we hope to see you very, very soon. Let me try to check over here on iTunes. See if we're still. It varies really almost hourly. The rankings change over on iTunes. Some switch over here and see maybe where we're at with Monday show, maybe Tuesday show. We didn't have a show yesterday, Wednesday, and of course there will not be a show tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow I will be on the road heading down to Florida for a couple of events plus a little vacation. In fact, there will be a show this Saturday, however. So if you miss tomorrow, we'll make it up for Saturday. And Saturday's show will be broadcast from the Woodville Ace Hardware there in Tallahassee, Florida. It'll be broadcast from so we're number 8 here on iTunes looking now, and that was probably Monday. No, the 27th, the Tuesday show was up there at number 8 with Christine Heinrich about cooking a goose. So we were up to 8, and then Monday's show I think has dropped down a little bit. Let's see where we're at. Are we still up there? Nope. So at least we're number 8. We're still in the top 10 on iTunes with Tuesday's episode. And let me go real slow and make sure. Yep, there we go. All righty. So congratulations, Christine Heinrich. Lots of people wanted to listen about how to roast a goose for the holidays. So very cool. So thank you all for listening, both live and to the archive. We appreciate that, of course, because it keeps us in the top 10. And we were number 1 just a few weeks ago on iTunes for top episodes. And we normally stay around number 12 to number 18 as far as top podcast for BTR shows. So that's very cool, and we really like that. So let's talk about the events we've got coming up here in the next few days. Tomorrow there's no radio show. We will be on the road heading down to Tallahassee, Florida, which means Saturday, the Woodville Ace Hardware. The Woodville Ace Hardware. In fact, let me go here, and I'm going to give you all the information right now so you can jot it down. If you're just a little bit a ways, it'll be well worth the drive. So this Saturday, the 31st, we'll be at the Woodville Ace Hardware at 9382 Woodville Highway, Tallahassee, Florida. We're going to be broadcasting the live radio show from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., just an hour show there, broadcasting on site. Then we're going to be teaching a backyard chicken workshop from 11:30 to 1:30. So radio show from 10 to 11. We'll break that down for 30 minutes. I'll try to get a bite to eat. And then from 11:30 to 1:30, we'll have a Getting Started with Backyard Chickens workshop and a book signing to follow. Of course, I'll be able to sign the books during the radio show and before the radio show and maybe during that 30 minutes between the radio show and the class. But definitely after the class, I'll be doing a book signing there and doing pictures and all that kind of great stuff. That's, again, this Saturday, the Woodville Ace Hardware, Tallahassee, Florida. Then we'll head on down to Florida. Definitely going to enjoy the family and our little vacation here. So no radio shows next week at all, folks. No radio show tomorrow. I'll be traveling on the road. Then Saturday there will be a radio show plus the big event in Tallahassee. And then this coming up Tuesday, April the 3rd, let me go over here and give you that information as well, because it's very important, especially if you're within 1 hour or 2 hours. We were going to definitely want your warm body where we need to be. So let me get you that information about where we're going to be speaking to the city council. Let me find the address here. Come on. Here we go. Okay. This coming Tuesday, April 3rd, a couple of things going on which are going to be fun and exciting. There is a county commissioners meeting for Brevard County. That's in Florida. It's actually on the East Coast, not the Gulf Coast, but we'll be over on the East Coast of Florida, right there along Titusville, just below Titusville, where they launched the space shuttle and blah, 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 blah. So there's a county commissioners meeting this coming Tuesday, April 3rd at 9 a.m. Let me just comment on that. Not often are the county commissioner meetings at 9 a.m., but we have noticed it several times around the country where we've actually gone to speak to the city council. And let me explain something to you. Why are they at 9 a.m.? Well, who can show up to argue against anything they're doing at 9 a.m.? Very few people. You know why? Because we're waking up, we're getting our family off to school or making breakfast or taking care of our homestead. Then many of us are sitting in traffic going to work so we can actually make a living, support our family, and, of course, don't forget, paying taxes for those council members to make decisions at a meeting where we can't even attend because we're at work. So what's up with that? What happened to the 7 p.m. meetings where people can actually try to show up after work and attend? You know, having a meeting at 9 a.m. kind of tells me something about the county or the city or what have you, is that if you have meetings during the day at 9 a.m., why is it scheduled that? So nobody can show up to see what you're doing? So no one can show up to fight whatever you're deciding on? No one can go and support what their beliefs are or changes they may want to make? So, I mean, who can show up at 9 o'clock? I mean, these are working folks Monday through Friday. These, you know, teachers and doctors and people who, you know, work at the restaurants and, you know, we're on to you. We know why you're scheduling those meetings at 9 o'clock, because nobody can show up. So, but anyhow, this coming Tuesday, April 3rd, we would love for you to show up. We would love for you to wear yellow. Yellow hat, yellow t-shirt, yellow tennis shoes, yellow pants, yellow suit, a yellow poncho, whatever you can find yellow, we would love for you to wear so the people know that, hey, there's a pretty big crowd here in favor of wanting to change the laws in Brevard County to allow backyard poultry. And here's where you need to be. The Government Center Commission Room. That's the Government Center Commission Room, Building C, 2725 Judge Fran Jameson Way. Okay, the Government Center Commission Room, Building C, 2725 Judge Fran Jameson Way. That's Vieira, Florida, V-I-E-R-A, V-I-E-R-A, Vieira, Florida. And that's coming up this April 3rd, this Tuesday, at 9 a.m. Jen, I, and Caleb are going to be waking up early on Tuesday, where we're going to be staying, undisclosed location. And we're going to be driving down there to Vieira and actually at a meeting with the great folks there that are changing the laws there, or trying to get the laws changed there. And we're going to be talking with them, giving them ideas and seeing what their plan of action are. And then we're actually going to be speaking to the county commissioners there on all the great benefits of keeping backyard poultry. And really, basically, my job is to debunk all the myths that are out there so we can get this law passed. You know, get the facts out there, debunk the myths, and that's going to be part of my five-minute speech to the city council, not city council, but the county commissioners there at the meeting. So I'm really looking forward to that. Then it gets even better. Then once the meeting's done and I have addressed the council, the commissioners, after that I'm sure I'll talk with the group that's trying to change the laws, spend a little time with them, and then we're going to hit the road heading back up north, and we're going to stop in Titusville, and we're going to see our good friend and sponsor, Brency. Yep, we're going to go up there and we're going to stop at the U.S. headquarters of Brency, who make those fabulous incubators. We're going to be stopping there. I'm going to taking them out to lunch. We're just going to talk about chickens and their incubators and future contest. Who would be calling the Chicken Whisperer right now? Okay, I see. And we're definitely looking. Yes, CW, the Chicken Mythbuster. Hey, I like that, Super Grover. And then I also like it when I accidentally press the button on the Chicken Whisperer theme song two or three times by accident. You call me the CW Mixmaster. Oh, goodness. That's awesome. I love the chat room. Y'all are just so much fun. Wait a minute. I'm tangled here. Okay, there we go. I couldn't move my head. Wires all wrapped around my neck. Goodness gracious. So we've got that going on, and I'm really looking forward to meeting Brincy, taking a tour of their little facility there, maybe a huge facility for all I know, and to their U.S. headquarters, Brincy.com. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Let me go over here to the chat room and see what everybody's doing and say hello to everybody. Andreas from Norway saying he hatched 39 chicks on Monday, so congratulations there. Let's see what we got here. I have been in for a couple of weeks now. I love all the information that we get. That's New Dawn Farm Girl. Thank you very much. And Kim is saying that that she agrees, and she's keeping notes as well on everything with the specialists we have on, the experts in their field, talking about backyard poultry and sustainability. Let's see what we got here. Oh, my gosh. My mouse is not cooperating. Let's see what we got. Okay, Super Grover was having a hard time getting in the chat room, but we appreciate you joining us. And something about wearing a Chicken Whisperer T-shirt. Yep. In fact, I'm honest with you. Don't be ordering any T-shirts like right this second, because I'm going to be on the – literally, I looked at the calendar today. For the month of April, I'm going to be home for like 8 days, and they're not all together. They're not consecutive, I guarantee you. So it's crazy, crazy time here. So you can go ahead and order your T-shirts, but it just may be a delay in getting them to you. That's all I'm saying. So I don't want you to send me email saying, I ordered my T-shirt 2 weeks ago and I haven't got it. Well, that's because I haven't had time to send it out to you. So no problem. CW, the Chicken Mythbuster. Walter's in there. Hello. Let's see what else we got. Let's just go down the list here. We got Andreas from Norway tuning in. BYP 386 in Florida. Hey, Tom, maybe we can hook up when we're down there. You know where we're going to be. Not too far from you. We got to eat, me and the fam, so maybe we can hit a decent restaurant down there. Maybe we can go to Parks. I know you know about Parks. Isn't it Parks, Jen, that we go to? Or maybe what's the place up in Flagler? No, not the Snack Shack, but up in Flagler, across from the pier. Martin's, yeah, maybe we can go to Martin's, BYC, if you've ever been up to Martin's. We haven't been there in a while, but we love that place. And where else? Oh, the Catfish, Aunt Catfish. Yeah, Aunt Catfish place over there. So I know you probably know all these places, BYP 386, so maybe we can meet for supper down there. We got Critter Lover, we got East Dallas Dave, we got several guests in the chat room today. We ask guests that if you will please register, that'll be great. Just click on the register button below the chat room screen, and then you can register with your Facebook account, your Twitter account, or you can create one at Blog Talk Radio. So we encourage you to do that to get your own fun screen name. We got Kevin in California. We've got Kim. We've got Megan. We've got Modern Stead. We've got Moto Clown. We've got New Dawn Farm Girl. We got Phil M. XP, we got Rhode Island Ruby. We've got SC Gamecock. We got Sweet Potato. Super Grover, Walter, and let's see who else we got that may have come in. More guests have just popped in. Thank you very much for tuning in. So it is Fun Thursday, not Fun Friday, because we'll be on the road tomorrow. Normally Fridays we give tons and tons and tons and tons of prizes away. The reason why we're doing it today, because it is the fifth Thursday, and we don't have a guest regularly scheduled for the fifth Thursday. So we normally have Dr. McCrae on the first and third Thursday, PhD, poultry scientist. And then on the second and fourth Thursday, we welcome Richard Prudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, to teach us all about sustainable living. But since it's the fifth Thursday, there was no guest scheduled. Since there's no show tomorrow, we get to play Fun, Fun, Fun Thursday. So what I did, and I posted on Facebook, let's get over there and see what's going on over there. And hello, Facebook fans, all 15,694 of you. We appreciate you joining us. And what we're going to do is we want to hear from the first-time listeners out there. We did this last Friday. Again, it got us kind of high up on the rankings there at iTunes, which we love. And we want to hear from you because you're going to love what you hear if you can actually tune in. I don't know. It's kind of a difficult time for some. We have actually done polls when the best time to have the radio show. And some people prefer like 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern time in the evening
That's always a big hit. The only problem is having our guest available at 8 or 9 p.m. in the evening. That's the difficult part. The next best time was right now, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. And then the other time would be in the evenings. Again, the only problem with that is having all of our awesome guests, experts in their field, to be on at that particular time. So this is why we're broadcasting at noon. So we understand Saturday, if you can join us Saturday, different crowd of folks that can't tune in during the week, but they can tune in on Saturdays and join us also in the chat room, so you can meet some new folks if you tune in this coming Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. when we're broadcasting in Tallahassee. All right, let's give away some awesome prizes. We got a whole list of prizes, as always, on Friday. And like I said, today, to get over here to the chat room, is kind of a new listener Friday. And we'll just see how many new listeners we could persuade to listen today to the radio show by the phone calls and the way the switchboard lights up. But we're going to be nice to our first-time and new listeners today. We're not going to make them answer questions. We're not going to make them have chicken trivia. We're not going to give them chicken disease riddles. We're not going to give them any 4-H avian bowl questions that sometimes are very difficult. But we are going to just, all you got to do is be the right caller. You have to have lucky fingers, lucky fast fingers, actually, today. And you have to be a first-time caller. And Super Grover says he's going to mow the grass for the first time this year, but that doesn't count. You got to be a first-time listener. And you have to be honest. You know, we know a lot of folks. We see you in the chat room, and we'll know by name and email address when you send it to us if you're a first-time winner or not. But we want you to be a first-time listener, and we want to welcome you to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, let me see who's instant messaging me over here on Facebook. Okay, great. Perfect. I appreciate that. Because that's another information about some awesome prizes. So for the most part, we're going to start off with giving away some Happy Hen Treats from RandallBurkey.com. This is Mealworm Frenzy. Everybody loves mealworms. They go great on your salad. Ah, just kidding. Your chickens absolutely love the mealworms. Those of you who have had and won the Happy Hen Treats Mealworm Frenzy in the chat room, let us know in the chat room how much your chickens actually love these mealworms, Happy Hen Treats, from RandallBurkey.com. Yep, that's Happy Hen Treats from our good friends over at RandallBurkey.com. Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at RandallBurkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's RandallBurkey.com. All righty, and this first contest is for first-time listeners. Normally, if you've won Happy Hen Treats in the last 30 days, you're not eligible, but that shouldn't be a problem for this first couple of few contests, because we want to hear from first-time listeners. If this is the first time you have listened to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we want to say thank you, and we want to reward you with a prize from one of our awesome sponsors. This happens to be Happy Hen Treats from RandallBurkey.com. So we're going to start the contest right now. If you are a first-time listener today, first-time listener, give us a call right now, 347-637-3237. Write that number down, because it never changes. And if you're a first-time listener calling in and you don't win this prize, well, guess what? We're going to have a contest in just a minute, and then another, and then another, and then another. So you'll have plenty of chances to win a prize if you're a first-time listener today. 347-637-3237. Don't be shy. All you got to do is call in. There's no chicken trivia. There's no hard questions. There's no 4-H avian bowl questions. There's no disease riddles. All you got to do is be the right caller, 347-637-3237. Be a first-time listener today, and you're going to win some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Burkey. Everybody loves Randall Burkey and their Happy Hen Treats. 347-637-3237. If you're a first-time listener today, then you just have to be caller number three. Fast fingers, caller number three. 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get over here and post that on the Facebook. 347-637-3237 for your chance to win. There we go. If you're a first-time listener, call 347-637-3237 now for your chance to win. We're going to take caller number three. And let me get back over here to the chat room now. Pat is at the pharmacy. She is working her little tail off over at the pharmacy. And so I'm interested in that. There we go. Let me see what we got here. Okay, cool. Chat room, chicken ears. There we go. 347-637-3237 if you're a first-time listener. We'll see how many first-timers call. And if we don't have a lot of first-time listeners today, that's fine. There may be first-time listeners on the archive later once the show's over. And then we'll open up the contest to anybody and everybody if you haven't won that particular. Let's see. I'm a new listener, working while I listen. We just got two adult chickens and four babies, 10 days old now and growing like crazy. We built a very nice chicken coop and are getting an egg every other day. So far, so good. Robin Taylor Drake, thank you so much for joining us in the chat room. Thanks for registering and getting your own unique creative screen name there. And you're going to meet a lot of friends here in the chat room. And you don't just listen to me yap all the time because that would be pretty boring. You'd probably shake your head a little bit, get a little mad, and go a little crazy, but you'd have a few laughs as well. But we welcome the experts in their field Monday through Thursday. The Chicken Doctor, Peter Brown's here every Monday. Tuesday is a mixed bag of the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy 1 week, the Heritage Chef Steve Pope 1 week, the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities 1 week, and Andrew Odom, founder of TinyRevolution.us, Living a Minimalist Lifestyle 1 week. We've got our resident expert gardener, yep, Garden-Wise Living with Arlena, the first and third Wednesday. And then Thursdays, like I said earlier, poultry scientist Dr. McCrae, the first and third Thursdays. The second and fourth Thursdays is Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. You can turn in. And as Kim says, you'll meet a lot of crazy chicken people here at Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer chat room. And that is absolutely true. In fact, where is Ron? Ron's not in the chat room. So one less crazy chicken dude in the chat room today. So no problem with there. Let's get over to the switchboard and see how many first-time callers we have. We do have a few. We do have a few, but we said caller number three. Caller number three, first-time listener. No pressure, no questions, no trivia, none of that. We just want you to be a first-time listener. So let's go to caller number three right now. Calling live. You're live on the air calling from area code 843-843. You're live on the air with Andy the Chicken Whisperer. State your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Pamela, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hey, Pamela from South Carolina. We appreciate you being a first-time listener today. And what was I going to say? Hang on just a second. Oh, you've won some Happy Hen treats from Randall Berkey, and we do appreciate you tuning in. They're great. They're the Mealworm Frenzy, and I'm going to tell you how you can claim those here in just a second. Do you have a flock in your backyard?
I sure do.
Tell us about them, if you don't mind.
Okay, I don't mind a bit. I've got Americana. They started laying eggs, so I'm just now getting my first pink, blue and green eggs, and I'm loving that. Just in time for Easter.
Absolutely.
And I got Rhode Island Reds, and then I also raise Leghorns, and I got me some Polish, some Golden Polish that I just got about a month ago, and they're a blast. I'm having so much fun with them because it's just crazy looking.
Awesome. Let me respond to this. Hang on. Oops, hang on. I've got to respond to this. It's in the chat room. There you go. to Chicken Whisperer to get the chat room a rolling there. Someone was asking about the Swedish hens and what they look like. So I had to put my little 2 cents worth in there. What do Swedish hens actually look like? And I think most of them actually have blonde hair and. Gotta love it. So awesome. So you got your Polish chicks, and the first time, how old are they?
They're 4 weeks.
Okay, very good. 4 weeks. And now, when you get these birds in, do you kind of keep them separated to make sure they're all nice and healthy and free of disease before you combine them all together?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I got hens. Everything's separated.
That's super.
Because I do incubation as well. So I keep all my different breeds separated.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very, very good. Practicing the biosecurity, which is always awesome. Do you do you ever incubate, or do you have broody mamas that actually hatch out the eggs? Do you have roosters?
I've got one brooding mama that will. She was brooding for almost 2 months, and she's a Golden Wyandotte, and she's about the sweetest thing ever, but she would sit on absolutely anybody's eggs. She didn't care whose they were.
Absolutely, yeah. No, normally, normally, yeah. That's funny. Perfect. Well, that's absolutely fabulous. Let me tell you how you can claim your prize. All you got to do is just send me an email. You can write this down. I'll say it a couple of times. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And in the subject line, if you'll put Happy Hen Treats in the subject line of the email when you send it to me. And then in the email, I'll need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and your email again. So I can copy and paste that or just forward it over to peach@randallburkey.com. So thank you very much for being a first-time listener. I hope you can tune in when we actually have some good information on the show. Today we're just giving away some fun prizes. Which is great, but and lucky for you. But Monday through Thursday, we normally have experts in their field come on and teach us all about backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, cooking, gardening, the whole nine yards. But we appreciate you for tuning in for a first time today. We hope you enjoy it. Meet lots of great friends in the chat room if you can join us there. And again, that's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Happy Hen Treats in the subject line, and then your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And then we'll get that out to you as soon as possible. We thank you very much for tuning in today, being a first-time listener. And congratulations, you won some Happy Hen Treats. Getting over here to getting over here back to the chat room, having a little fun, and in the chat room. You just never know what's going to happen in the chat room, that's for sure. So, but we always have fun there, that's for sure. Okay, let's try this one more time before we maybe open it up to anybody and everybody, as the chat room is slowly but surely filling up for Fun Friday. We want to hear one more time from our new listeners out there, our first-time listeners, rather, first-time listeners. And, again, no hard trivia questions, no 4-H avian bowl questions, no hard chicken riddle questions or disease questions today for the newbies. We just want to hear from you. Tell us about your flock. Tell us what you got. And 347-637-3237. We got another bag of Happy Hen Treats from our good friends over at randallburkey.com. Happy Hen Treats from randallburkey.com. And nope, midnight's tonight is not, today is not Friday. It is Fun Thursday, but we'll be on the road tomorrow, heading down to our big event in Tallahassee for Saturday. So there's no show tomorrow. So we thought, yeah, what the heck? We'll have Fun Thursday instead. Give away some prizes today, but don't worry, because tomorrow, even though there's no show, there we'll make it up on Saturday. There will be a radio show Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting live on location at the Woodville Ace Hardware on Woodville Highway, just south of Tallahassee, Florida. How cool is that? So very, very good. If you're a first-time listener today, give us a call. You're going to win 347-637-3237. We're trying to be nice. We're trying to give you the odds of winning an awesome prize today. 347-637-3237. If you're a first-time listener, you're going to win some Happy Hen Treats. We'll take caller number, if you want to just be real lucky about it, lucky number seven. Lucky number seven, 347-637-3237. Midnight to saying, "You're teasing me, CW. We'll open up the contest here in just a little bit for everybody. for everybody. So, okay, question. Can you give coffee grounds to chickens? I heard you can, but not sure. Is it a good idea? What does it do for them? Coffee grounds. I'm going to refer back to Dr. Bridget McCrae, PhD poultry scientist, and say what she often says, I guess really anything in moderation, but the key is why. Okay? It's probably not balanced. It's probably not that nutritional. It's probably not that, I would think it would be kind of bitter tasting as well. I have never given coffee grounds to my chickens. Not saying it can't be done. I'm not saying it's going to kill them dead. But I'm also not saying it's going to be beneficial to them. Yes, I did find out where I'm going in Brevard County. You must have just been tuning in or maybe walked away from the radio because we had a whole segment early in the morning as soon as the radio show started. In fact, BYP, I talked about meeting you maybe at Aunt Catfish maybe for supper, or maybe Martin's up at Flagler for supper, or maybe meeting the Snack Shack there in Flagler, or Parks Restaurant as well. Maybe we can hook up since you've been a longtime fan, and have supper maybe while we're going to be down there. But if you missed it, that's okay. I can repeat and let you know exactly where we are going to be. Let me come down here and get you the exact location. Here we go. Yes, it's going to be in Vieira, Florida. I guess that's how you pronounce it, Vieira. It's at the Government Center, Commission Room, Building C. It's going to be at the, where we go here? Yep, the Brevard County Government Center, Commission Room, Building C, 2725 Judge Fran Jameson Way. That's 2725 Judge Fran Jameson Way, Vieira, V-I-E-R-A, Vieira, Florida. And that's this coming Tuesday, April the 3rd at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. We talked also about why it's a 9 a.m. meeting, so nobody can show up because we're all working at our real jobs to try to to try to make a living. So that is the key. So BYC386 in the chat room, have you ever been to Aunt Catfish's down there? It's a pretty good place. How about Martin's up in Flagler, or maybe the Snack Shack in Flagler, or maybe Parks Restaurant there? Those are kind of our some of our favorite places. The B&B that used to be right there at A1A and International Speedway Boulevard, that had been there for literally, 100 years? It closed a few years back, and that was our most ultimate, most favorite place anywhere on the planet to go there. A good local mom and pop made right there in front of you, and that's was our favorite place, but it closed. I've been told long before I was born, our family's been going down to the beach there for ages. And grandma and grandpa would stop by there and pick up their food on the way back to their little whatever bungalow that they had rented there. So the B&B restaurant, we really, really do miss it. They had fabulous food made right there in front of you, fresh caught daily. And then their key lime pie was to die for. That's all I'm saying. And now it's gone. Hey, we're waiting for lucky caller number 7347-637-3237. First-time listeners only right now for the contest. We want to hear from you. Career Lover said she's never had key lime pie. Are you kidding me? I guess you wouldn't have posted it in the chat room if it wasn't true. Critter Lover has never had key lime pie. The family that owns Aunt Catfish also owns the restaurant that my wife works at. Okay, cool. Well, hey, if we go to the restaurant where your wife works at, if they have good locally caught seafood. Oh, there's another place, Hull's. We also like Hull's Seafood restaurant there in Hull's Fish Shop. It's there on Granada, near the bridge, and it's called Hull's Seafood. We like that place too. We just started going there, I guess, last year, and it's not too bad at all either. If you want some good locally caught seafood while you're there, so you've never had key lime pie? Interesting. Never heard of that. So apparently CW has missed a lot of Woodcutter Ron's posts. Yeah, I try to block him out most of the days. I'm just kidding, Woodcutter Ron. I'm not sure where you're at today, but no problem. Sweet Potato said she had to shave her head after her stroke. Took 2 years to grow it back to where it is now. Hated it, and my ears were so cold. I didn't know you had a stroke, Sweet Potato. I've been following you on Facebook for quite some time there and had no idea. Sorry to hear that. Jim Hall owns the restaurant. Okay. Hall Seafood. Okay, I was saying Halls. So it's Hall Seafood, Jim Hall. I guess you know him. I like that place pretty good. You may know something that I don't know about it, but we eat there about once while we're down there visiting and on vacation, so we like it there. Caller number 7-347-637-3237. If you are a first-time listener, 347-637-3237. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Caller number 7. Lucky caller number 7. Caller calling in from area code 843. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please. 843-559. Let me rephrase that. We had a couple from area code 843. Area code 843-559. You're on the air with the Chicken Whisperer. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey. I'm calling from Johns Island.
Johns Island in what state?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay. I just didn't know Johns Island, so very cool.
Oh.
All righty.
Cool.
Awesome. So you're right there, I mean, on the coast, it sounds like, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, not far.
What are your favorite coastal activities? Say, do you do any crabbing, or do you play golf? Do you just, you know, go fishing, or are you just like, I don't do any of that. I just kind of just hang out.
Yeah. Well, we love to go out in the boat, which is a rare occasion these days. But we have a farm, so we stay pretty busy on the weekends and during the week.
A farm right there, kind of in the coastal area.
Yeah.
Must be absolutely beautiful having a farm there. But what kind, if you don't mind, what kind of boat? And I'll tell you a little story about my travels in Florida and boating. Is it like a pontoon? Or is it a big center console fishing boat? Is it a big yacht?
No, it's a center console.
Okay, awesome. Let me tell you, a couple of years ago, we were heading down on our vacation, and we were going to get together with some Chicken Whisperer fans, kind of the same area, Daytona area, and we decided to announce, hey, let's all get together and talk chicken over chicken, and we had a really great time. We were contacted by a couple that lived south, I want to say down near New Smyrna or maybe even further south than that, and they had a pontoon boat, and they said, hey, we would love for you and Jen to come and meet us. We've got a pontoon boat. We'll go out on the marsh and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm looking at their profile, and I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. That sounds really fun. We may just take you up on that. And sure enough, we did. And we were driving there, and my wife was like, do you know these people? I was like, well, come to think of it, no, they're fans, supposedly, and well, they follow us on Facebook, and they seem nice enough. They have a daughter, and, you know, she says, out on a pontoon boat, it would be really easy to kind of hide a body. So I was like, just don't think about it. You know, we're savvy enough to feel people out. We meet enough people on the road to know who's kind of really chicken crazy and who's not. And And so it was great, and we became friends, and it was a really fun time, and we still keep in contact with them, and we may actually see them at the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival coming up next month. But that's kind of our funny horror chicken story, is that en route to meet these folks we've never met before and actually go on like a one or two, well, it ended up being about a 2 to 3 hour boat ride through all the marsh and the inlets and things like that. We were thinking on the way there, well, yeah, hope we make it back. But we had a good time. That made
awesome.
So big farm, do you raise anything? Is it kind of a hobby farm? Y'all raise things for a living?
Well, it's kind of in the works. So we have one horse who's, you know, like 16 months. And so fun.
Bless your heart. Jen wanted a horse. She had ponies when she was little, and so we went, and I got her a horse, and I'll be honest, folks, it was the worst decision we ever made. We are really not horse people. It's different if you live there. If the horse was like in my backyard right here, I can see how that would be a little different.
Right.
when we back when we bought this horse, we had to have it boarded, so we had to pay for that, and then hay, and then the vet visits, and then the farrier, and then Wormer, and we had to pick ticks out of its ear, like every time we went to visit, and you know, I'm saying, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I said, look what we're paying to have this horse here, and it was, we got it just as summer was getting here, so she'd had all summer to ride and take care. As a teacher, she'd have summers off, and then school started back, and it was like almost a chore or just work or hassle to get and take care of it properly. So we ended up donating it to somebody that was already riding her with lessons, and we donated it to her, and she was thrilled and happy and happily ever after they live. But, you know, it was so funny. I'd give the manager of the farm there heck, because I was, you know, oh, you got to, you know, put the gloves on, got to get these ticks out of the ears, come on, got to put the Wormer, you know, I think Wormer went up the nose or something like that, or down the mouth. And so I was like, wait, and then the farrier would come and I'd have to write him a check, and I'd be like, wait just a minute. What about all those beautiful and healthy wild horses out west? I mean, they seem to be just fine, and they don't have to worry about getting ticks. Who's picking the ticks out of their ears, you know? And they seem to be just happy, and so it was. I always gave her a hard time about that, about all these expenses about our horse. So nonetheless, I don't think we'll ever be horse owners again. So more power to you being a horse owner. Tell us about your chicken.
Thanks. Oh, gosh. Well, I have a lot of – well, I don't have a lot. I have about probably 40 chickens right now, yeah, and I have 14 baby chicks.
Yay. Now, did you order
them?
Yeah,
what?
Did you incubate them, hatch them out? Did you order them, or do you have a broody mama there that's taking care of them?
Well, we did. We ordered these baby chicks from My Pet Chicken.
Oh, you got them from My Pet Chicken. Awesome. Very good.
Yeah. And we have incubated some of our own, and we've had some hatch from broody moms. But our incubator's broken right now, so we haven't done that lately. But I have a lot of different breeds. We kind of bought ours originally for the heritage breeds and just having a cool collection and having pretty eggs, you know, colorful eggs as presentation when we would give them to people. So, yeah. So I don't know if you want to know more about them.
No, about what?
My chickens.
Of course I want to know about all of your chickens, of course. And what breeds? So the new ones were from My Pet Chicken, but your incubator's broken, so let's talk about that. Are you think you're going to try to fix it yourself or get a new one?
I don't have any clue how to fix it. I think it's a humidity problem, but I don't know, and I'm not very mechanically inclined.
That's no problem at all. But if you got all those chickens and you got broody mamas, then, you know, and obviously you have roosters, so you got enough eggs. You don't have to worry about roosters bothering anybody or anything like that. So, very good. Now, Coastal, I have no experience with this. Do you have a garden? I mean, do you grow crops there at your farm, even though you're over on the coast?
We have before. We're hoping to do it again this year. Well, this summer. But my husband's been really busy with work, so
we haven't had
the time yet. But it was wonderful when we did have them. Fresh crops is just amazing.
Yeah, but it doesn't get any better than fresh, like just like eggs from the backyard. So that's
absolutely
gotta love that. All righty, well, hey, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you being number one, a first time listener. And I don't want you to think that all we do every day is just yap and talk to folks and give away prizes. This is a unique show. Normally we do that every Friday. Every Friday is Fun Friday. We give away tons of great prizes from our sponsors. You have won some Happy Hen treats from RandallBurkey.com. And to claim that prize, just like the other listener, send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.com. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's our email. All of our emails are set up on .net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. So scratch through that, .net. And in the subject line, put Happy Hen Treats. And then I'll need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And then I'm just going to forward that over to Peach at RandallBurkey.com, and she's going to get you out those awesome. Now, with 40 chickens, the bag of mealworm frenzy with 40 chickens that you have there in South Carolina on the coast will last probably about 4.9 seconds. because the chickens go absolutely crazy for them, and with 40 chickens, they will gobble them up very, 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 very quickly. But that's okay. You can always reorder. So a couple of things I wanted to share with her was that if she's interested in getting a new incubator to fix the one that she's not inclined to fix, two ways I can save you some money. You can get 10% off at Brentsea.com. 10% off on any product there at Brentsea.com. They make a whole line of incubators. I think that Randall Berkey, since we're talking about them right now, carries incubators. And I think they also carry another one of our sponsors, GQF. They carry GQF incubators there at RandallBerkey.com. And you can get 10% off there. All you have to do is use the coupon code WHISPER. Okay, WHISPER. Now, it's all lowercase at Brentsea.com. So if you go to Brentsea.com and you're going to go or anything, brooder, incubators, anything that they have there, candlers, 10% off at Brentsea.com when you use the coupon code WHISPER, all lowercase. And you can get 10% off your entire order at RandallBerkey.com when you use the coupon code WHISPER. So more power to you, and we thank you for being a first time listener. Alrighty, so that was very, very, very fun. In fact, I'm stopping BYP. I guess you missed it when we were talking about it the other in the morning. This morning, when the show started, I'm stopping by Brentsea on my trip while I'm going to be in Florida. Going to be coming right through Titusville. I'm going to take my contact there at Brentsea out to lunch. And we're going to talk about new products that are coming out, new advertising, the whole nine yards. So I'm really anxious to see their U.S. headquarters there in Titusville and meet with them, see them firsthand, and then take them out to lunch. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Alrighty, we had fun talking to our first-time listeners. That was fabulous. Both of them happened to be from South Carolina. So we're so glad that you could tune in. Let me get right back over here. Then we're going to open up the contest to anybody and everybody. And the next prize is absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous prize that everybody's going to want. Oh, this is so funny. Jeffrey England had posted a cartoon on our Facebook page. You may have seen it. It's at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. It has a picture of a couple of chickens talking to each other in front of a little chicken coop. And one chicken is saying to the other chicken, "Of course he's never home. Didn't I warn you about marrying a free-range chicken?" Oh, poor little hen. She looks so sad. So sad. Her rooster is nowhere to be found. And she's trying to be consoled, if you will, by her other friend. And, of course, he's never home. Didn't I warn you about marrying a free-range chicken? Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Okay, speaking of loving it, let me tell you. Okay, Pamela, I heard from you. I got your email. Happy Hen Treats winner. So I've got that. Let me see what else we got here. Yep. I get sometimes the strangest emails, but that's okay. We love to hear from our fans. All righty. This next prize everybody's going to love. And Tilly's Nest is giving away a copy of my book. Really? That's pretty awesome. Or is it ManaPro? I don't know. Let's go over see and let's go to Tilly's Nest and see what we're doing. If they're giving away one of my book, we need to promote that too. Over on Facebook, Tilly's Nest. Let's see what we got. Pardon me. No, it's actually ManaPro. I saw that in the chat room. Yes, ManaPro, our main feed sponsor for backyard poultry, ManaPro is actually giving away 5 of my books. All you have to do is click on that link. In fact, I'll go ahead and post it in the chat room. Why not? It's very informational, and you could win one of 5 of my books. But I'll post it there. Basically, they have come up with a chicken timeline. Basically, I'll kind of just read it to you here. It's on their blog. Backyard chicken owners ask... ... When should I blank? Backyard chicken owners ask, when should I blank, fill in the blank? One of the most common questions we get during our poultry webinars and through our Ask the Chicken Whisperer contact page is, when should I blank? Fill in the blank with whatever you want. Start with layer feed, or move my chicks from the brooder, and everything in between. To help backyard chicken owners with the answers to some of these common questions, ManaPro has created a chicken timeline, a pullet/layer edition, with key milestones specifically for poultry housing and nutrition. Everybody who downloads the chicken timeline will be entered in to win one of my books. In fact, they're giving away five of them. So it's not Tilly's Nest that's doing it, but it is actually ManaPro. So let me go ahead and post the link here in the chat room. And then there's no reason why everybody shouldn't click on that link. Critter Lover says she's entered and she's hoping she wins. There's the link right there in the chat room, folks. If you click on that, and you can download the chicken timeline that they've created over at ManaPro. It's free, and then they will actually enter you and to win one of five backyard chicken books that I've written. So the Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, which is selling. It amazes me how awesome it's selling on Amazon. I just can't believe it. Thank you so much, folks, who are buying it. So there you go. There's the link, and you can win. Now, awesome. Speaking of awesome, we got an awesome prize to give away. Last time, the phone lines about just blew out of the water. We do have a phone bank of 50 calls, so we have 50 lines that are available. Yep, we're high-tech, folks. We've got 50 call-in lines. So we can take 50 callers at once. I could have 50 people live on the air right this second if I wanted to. How high-tech is that? So we'll probably reach that with this next prize because everybody actually wants it. Okay. Critter Lover says that her bird keeps looking for the source of my voice. Please tell him hi, Cosmo. Cosmo! Hey, Cosmo. I'm over here, Cosmo. Look down. That little square black thing there. Yep, I'm inside that box. Yep, Cosmo, I'm over here. Hey, Cosmo. Yeah, Cosmo's going, oh my gosh, this is a man inside that little black box there that you're typing on. Very good. So how does it enter you in the contest? I have no clue, Kim. It just says if you download it, you're entered. So you just have to take their word for it. If you don't win, call them and complain. That's manapro.com. Oh, my goodness gracious. So like I said, the next prize will probably light up the switchboards, may even fill up every one of our lines. You know why? Because it is so popular. Everybody uses this. Everybody wants this. And I promise you, you're going to order this because we have a great special today. Because the last time, last week when we gave this prize away, we had about a gazillion callers. So here we go. This is sponsored by the Fam Farm. You can find them at Facebook. At the THE Fam FAM Farm, the Fam Farm. Go look them up on Facebook right now. THE, that's the Fam 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 Farm FARM, the Fam Farm. And visit them there on Facebook, like their page. We've got some all natural, homemade, your choice, either laundry detergent or dishwasher detergent. This stuff is awesome. Yes, and it is accepted for HE machines. Jen and I, we make ours here on the homestead. We make our own. We've made both the liquid and the powder. This would be the powder. And one winner is going to win two sample packs, which basically means, okay, one sample pack, depending on what you choose, one sample pack is 18 loads of dishwasher detergent, I believe, let's see, no, we're doing, actually, we're doing the laundry detergent here. So you get two sample packs, which is 36 loads per bag, meaning there's two sample packs. So that's 64 loads of laundry soap. All natural, locally made, homestead made, awesome laundry detergent. Now, everybody has this prize. It's just crazy. We make our own here. If you don't make your own, then I'm going to give you a special where you can get homemade, not all that chemicals junk in it, okay? not all that stuff that's going to make you allergic and irritated and give you rashes and scratch all the time. No. Good, all natural. They will tell you what ingredients are in the soap, okay, at the Fam Farm. Okay, and it is two sample packs, which will get you 64 loads of laundry. It is HE laundry safe, our regular laundry, top load, front load, whatever. It is safe. 64 loads of laundry soap, homemade, homestead made soap, and that's going to be the next prize. So I know that you're just, everybody's, you know, wanting to call in and win this awesome prize. Let me get back over here to the chat room. Yeah, nice prize, Midnight says. Nice prize. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And it doesn't have any cardboard filler in it. It doesn't have any kind of horrible chemicals in it. And yeah, this is awesome, awesome stuff. And everybody wants to win. So this is going to be open to everybody. If you have not won the laundry soap in the last 30 days, you're eligible to win. You are eligible to win. All the ingredients are listed on their webpage, and no, it doesn't have any cardboard filler. Megan Lewis is in the chat room right now with the Fam Farm. Megan, if you will post your website in the chat room, we would be greatly appreciative of that. If you'll go ahead and post your website there, Megan, of where they can look at all the all that goes into this laundry soap. And and we have a special today only. Today only, 25% discount for anyone placing an order today, and the link is up, and it is on their webpage. So please post the webpage in the chat room. There it is. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and make it a link. www.thefamfarm.webs.com. Then let me see. They're created as a link there in the chat room for all you chat room chicken ears. And we've got the Fam Farm. I'm going to the page right now myself. It's loading slowly but surely. And there it is. They have daily deals. Let's see. We've got the Fam Farm where we have our family, animals, and a whole lot more. Heard about us on the Chicken Whisperer. Get 25% off today only, $329.12. And you've got the combination here. You can choose one laundry soap, which is 36 loads, and one auto dish soap, 18 loads, or two laundry soaps, or one laundry soap. So you get your choice here that you can choose from. And let's see what else we got here. They also have a sample sale that they're doing. Wow, what a great deal. Are you serious? 64 loads for $7. 64 loads for $7. Man, you can't beat that with a stick. And then let's see what else we've got here. So you've got your different combinations there. Go right there. Check them out. 25% off today only. If you say you heard them from the Chicken Whisperer. So I'm going to post this on Facebook as well. Because you try to live a healthy lifestyle, you try to do things all natural, and you're buying your laundry soap at the store. Come on, folks. Help a local farm, help a local homestead, help a local family, and then get something that's actually good for you and good for your machines and doesn't have a lot of harsh chemicals in it that are going to probably ruin your clothes over time and then make you itch and scratch and ugh, gross. So here we go, the website, www.thefamfarm.webs.com, .webs.com. You got to add that webs in there. I'll do it one more time for you. www.thefamfarm.webs.com. And it is in the chat room. So all orders today, they heard about it on the Chicken Whisperer Show, 25% off, and it's already such an awesome deal. After you place the order, she's going to email you to find out what kind you actually want to order. So, yeah, and Kim says, I love that. I hate using all those chemicals. And so, awesome. There's the website. Click on it. Make your order. And, yep, who and Critter Lover says she never used the commercially made. I mean, we make our own here. So there you go. Visit them, and we're going to give that away right now. And so anybody and everybody is eligible. I'm going, in fact, this is such a hot item, I'm going to clear. So if you're just tuning in to listen, I apologize, you're about to get hung up on. But I've got to clear the switchboard, meaning you need to call back to make it fair for everybody that wants to win. So 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. One more time. 347-637-3237. The switchboard has been cleared. Call in now. We're going to take caller number 15. Caller number 15. This is an awesome deal. Last week when we gave this away, the switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree. I anticipate it doing again today. If you have not won the laundry soap deal in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win. Okay? If you don't win today, then you can go to their website and order it 25% off, already ridiculously low prices, right to your front door. 347-637-3237. Give us a call. When you call in, if you want to participate in this contest, press 1. Okay? You'll hear the lady say, to speak with the host, please press 1. Okay? So that's what you want to do. That'll let us know that you want to win this awesome homemade laundry soap from the Fam Farm. Who doesn't want to win this? And I can already see the switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree. 347. Kim says, she can't call out. Why can't you call out? Dial 9 and then call out. Oh, my goodness. 347-637-3237. Today is Fun Thursday. We normally celebrate Fun Friday, but we're going to be on the road tomorrow to a big event in Tallahassee, so we decided to give a few prizes away today before we hit the road. Also, later today on our Facebook page, this is guaranteed because I have to do this. Later today on our Facebook page, we're going to be giving away some family four-pack to the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. Okay? The Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. 15 bands, 3 different stages, ABA, APA sanctioned poultry show with a $4,000 payout. Yours truly is going to be there. Yep, the Chicken Whisperer. I'll be doing some 30-minute seminars throughout each day, Saturday and Sunday, plus broadcasting live on Saturday. Did I mention the food vendors that are going to be there? How awesome. Did I mention tons of contests? A chicken wing eating contest. There's going to be Little Miss Chicken contests. There's going to be a motorcycle chicken ride. There's going to be a fabulous, fabulous event. They expect over 20,000. This is an annual event. Over 20,000 people. Over 20,000 people. I got family four packs to give away, and I'll be doing that on our Facebook page after the show today. We have a little Facebook fan contest. So how cool is that? I already know at least a couple of people in the chat room that are already going because I mailed out their tickets already. So take some chicken photos, please. I don't know. We'll see. I might take some event photos. We'll see what we can do. See what kind of time we've got. 347-637-3237. We want caller number 15. 347-637-3237. Caller number 15. Who doesn't want to win some of this all-natural soap? And if you don't win today, because everybody who's called in wants this stuff, so if you don't win, go ahead and order it. I mean, it's cheap enough. $7 for like 64 loads of all-natural, locally made homestead laundry soap. How cool is that? Let's go to the phone lines right now. Told you it wouldn't take long. Call number 15. Going to the phone lines. Call number 15 from area code 704. 704, you're on the air with Andy. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Is it me?
It's you!
Oh, I'm Tal Menard from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Who is
it? I can't believe it.
You're cutting
in and out, but I do listen to you in the chat room because I found you on Facebook about 2 months ago.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Are you in the live chat room now? Do you have a screen name there in the chat room? Not on Facebook, but in the chat room?
I don't know what that means. I went in to your website.
Okay.
And
listen live.
Push the listen live thing.
And if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a chat room probably has opened up automatically below. And there's a bunch of us.
Chat room.
Listening live.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't see it, that's fine. It is a lot
of... Oh, Blog Talk?
Yes, yes.
Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I see it.
See the chat room there? Okay, hang on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hang on. Hello. I'm typing in hello right now. Do you see me? Do you see it saying hello, hello, hello?
Oh, yes.
Always fun. And once we're off the air, I mean, once we're done with the phone call, then you can kind of press some buttons and figure out how to join us. And Megan's like, we hear you. Come join us. Hi. And
My computer's not even letting me acknowledge it. I'm just seeing you say hello three times. I'm seeing Megan say, we hear you. And some say, come join us. But I can't get into it.
No problem. You can try once we're done. But, hey, that is very cool. Thank you so much for tuning in and finding us on Facebook and joining us. And as you know, if you've been listening in, we've got great educational guests that come on a regular basis. And then sometimes we just sit back, relax, be crazy, and give away prizes. And that's what you've done is you have won some awesome homemade Homestead laundry soap, all natural, from the Fam Farm. So congratulations, caller number 15, and you're lucky, lucky winner today. All you got to do to claim your prize is you need to email me, and then I can get that over to the Fam Farm. Send an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and then in the subject line, put laundry soap. Yep, subject line, put laundry soap, and then I need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email in the email itself, and I'll get that over to them, and they'll be able to send out your laundry soap, and I guarantee that once you use this, since you want it, you're going to want to buy some from them and continue using it because you're going to love it. 347-637-3237 is the call-in number for our contest next coming up. And thank you for listening. Got a lot of South Carolina listeners today. That's very cool. Got to love it over here on the East Coast. All righty. We heard from the other Happy Hen Treats winner. So very good there. Hang on just a second. Yep, we heard from Rachel. On John's Island, and she won the Happy Hen Treats, and we've heard from Pamela. And now we're just going to be hearing from this next winner that won the laundry soap. So how cool is that? We got to take a break, folks, but no worries. When we come back, we've got a lot more prizes to give away from our sponsors, and we'll be doing that right after this short break. So stay with us. We'll be back.
When you need an incubator, think Brensie, the incubation specialist. Brensie has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensie.com. Brensie spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensie.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensie, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com or call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's strombergschickens.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Having fun as always in the chat room. Oh, your chat room folks are great. Alright, let's give away some more prizes. How about it? We've got a $15 gift certificate, like cash money, folks. $15 gift certificate to StrombergsChickens.com. How cool is that? You're going to be ordering some baby chicks this year? You need a new water, maybe a new feeder. Maybe you want my new book. $15. That'll just about pay for it. $15. StrombergsChickens.com. StrombergsChickens.com. $15 gift certificate. You know you order stuff anyway. So here you got $15 to use to the stuff you're ordering anyway from StrombergsChickens.com. Let me see in the chat room. Who wants to win? 347-637-3237 is the number to call. Write it down. Never changes. 347-637-3237. We're going to take caller number. Let's do this in honor of Pat. In honor of Pat, I'm going to pick a number in the teens, and we're going to take caller number 12. 347-637-3237. You're right, Critter Lover in the chat room. She beat me to it. my goodness. I will never forget that as long as I live. Live radio. I told Pat, I said, Pat, let's go ahead and pick a number in the teens. Why don't we? Okay, CW, we'll go ahead and let's pick caller number. We'll take caller number 12. Oh, my gosh, that was so funny. So caller. So right now, in honor of Pat, we're going to take a caller in the teens. Right now, call number 12, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Caller number 12. This $15 gift certificate to, you guessed it, StrombergsChickens.com. Oh, my goodness. Grace. Yeah, 12 isn't a teen. It's a tween, whatever that means. So what is a tween? What age group is that? Not a teen yet, so what is it, like 9 to 12 or something? Rana's back in the chat room. Rana's back in the chat room. So, as always, when Ron comes into the chat room, we have to warn everybody. Alrighty. Warning to all. We are not responsible for any comments in the chat room made by Woodcutter Ron. This has been a public service announcement from the Chicken Whisperer. Yes, the disclaimer is very appreciative, Critter Lara says. So just warning. Just warning you there. Because Ron is in the chat room. Ron, okay. Sometimes he's a little, but we cut him some slack because we know that he's only let, you know, outside of his cell from noon to 2 every day. So we welcome him. And do in the chat room every day, noon to 2, because that is his that's he gets released noon to 2 for good behavior. Oh, goodness gracious! I gotta love it. Alrighty, we are taking, yeah, good behavior. Seriously, Creator Lover says. Okay, we're looking for caller number 12, 347-637-3237. Anybody is eligible for this. If you have not won anything from Stromberg's Chickens in the last 30 days, you're eligible. Oh, man. 347-637-3237, caller number 15. Oh, no, caller number 12, a number in the teens, according to Pat, my co-host. 34763. Hey, it's cash money, $15 in your pocket to use to any purchase at StrombergsChickens.com. Looks like Chicky Mama 68's joined us in the chat room. Welcome. We've got Carissa. She has joined us. We've got Critter Lover. We have DePeasley. I'm probably totally destroying that. East Dallas Dave, several guests. If you register, you can join us as well. We've got Kim, we've got Megan, we've got Midnights, we've got Modern Stead, we've got Moto Clown, we've got Nevo, we've got PHLMXP, we've got Rhode Island Ruby, South Carolina Gamecock, we've got Sweet Potato, Tracy in Florida, Walter, and of course Woodcutter Ron. Well, it's not really cash money, Sweet Potato. It can be used as cash money at, of course. Where'd you go? Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, it's StrombergsChickens.com. Let's go to the phone lines. We want to talk to you. Caller number 15, 347-637-3237. Caller calling in from area code 740, but we got a couple, 740-424. 740-424. You're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hello, this is Neva from Ohio.
Who from Ohio?
Neva.
Neva from Ohio. Awesome. Very good. Thank you very much for tuning in today. And no hard trivia questions today. I thought about having the Dr. McRae come on and doing some very difficult trivia, but we said, nah, we'll make it easy today. It's Thursday. People won't be expecting it. We wanted some new listeners to call in. So very, very good. Well, congratulations. You've won a $15 gift certificate, of course, to Stromberg's Chickens.com. Visit them online. And the $15 can be used towards anything. You can get my book. I think they carry my book. You can apply it towards baby chicks if you want to get baby chicks or a water or a feeder or supplies or whatever they carry. $15. In order to claim your prize, you got to send me an email. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. I'll send my email. I'm giving my phone number. Chicken Whisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Chicken Whisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. My mind is at about a million places because it's a travel week, and travel weeks are normally the most stressful around here. So send me an email. Chicken Whisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And, yeah, congratulations, Neva. And then in the subject line, put Stromberg's Chickens. Right there in the chat line of the email, in the subject line, put Stromberg's Chickens. And then in the email, I need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And we'll get you that $15 gift certificate to StrombergsChickens.com. Alrighty. Very, very good. Congratulations, Neva, and you're in the chat room as well. We thank you for joining us on a daily basis. Well, as I look at the clock, it's about 1:25. It's about time to wrap it up. We do still have a few prizes that we haven't given away that we need to give away. So if I know I'm going to do the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival contest on Facebook a little later this afternoon. That is always a big fun one. And I may, if I have time on Facebook, have a few more Facebook fan contests, but I'm definitely doing the Alabama one. Remember, there's no show tomorrow. Okay, there's no show tomorrow, but we will have one Saturday. So we may try to give away some of these prizes on Saturday as well, if you can tune in. That's this coming Saturday, March 31st. We'll be broadcasting live on location from the Woodville Ace Hardware in Tallahassee, Florida. You can tune in just like you do Monday through Friday. That's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So that's pretty early out there on the West Coast, Rhode Island Ruby. That's a 7 o'clock start time. 7 a.m. on the West Coast. We'll start broadcasting this Saturday, 10 a.m. here on the East Coast. So Critter Lover says, we'll miss you, Andy. Enjoy your vacation immensely. Rest, relax, and recharge. I'm going to actually do my best because, as you know, we'll be heading out tomorrow around noon. We'll first be going to Tallahassee, Florida for a big Chicken Whisperer event there at the Woodville Ace Hardware. Press releases have already gone out. We're going to be doing the live radio show from 10 to 11, from 11:30 to 1:30. We're going to be doing a Getting Started with Backyard Chickens workshop and then a book signing immediately following. Saturday show starts at 10 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Eastern this Saturday, you're welcome. And then from there, we're heading down to the beach. We're going to see some family we see down there two or three times a year. We're going to relax. Caleb has been to the beach. In fact, we took off to the beach after when he was about, 8 or 10 weeks old. We headed down to the beach. this would be maybe the first time. I'm sure he doesn't remember it being 8, 10 weeks old, but he liked laying out on the beach. And we're heading back down there to good old family, spring break. And y'all know that we don't do the radio show anymore on vacation. We used to. In fact, we've done the radio show plenty of times when we've been in Florida, but it never seems like a vacation because you get started at 11, you're done at 1:30, 2 o'clock, then it's 3, the middle of the day is gone. I mean, it's just hard to plan anything and actually feel like you're relaxing. So, yep, unfortunately, there's no radio show tomorrow. We'll be on the road to our event, and there will be a radio show this Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m., and yes, lo and behold, there will be no radio shows next week at all. But we will return. The radio show will return on Monday, April 9th, with the Chicken Doctor. So, no radio shows at all next week. But we will return. We will return on Monday, April 9th, with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. Yep. So, hey, a lot of people are going to go through withdrawal. What? No radio show for a week? You know, we broadcast a lot, Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day, every day. We love doing it. We love to see you. But, hey, we got to take a vacation as well. So, kind of a bummer. Bummer on the no-shows. I understand. You can listen to the archive. In fact, we would encourage you to do that. Every day at 12 p.m., since there's no show, then you could actually go and listen to an archive, go and look and see a show that may interest you that you hadn't listened to. And thanks, Rhode Island Ruby. And listen to the archive. So no problem. And Woodcutter's like, I'm easily swayed by a cheering crowd. I will drive safely. I'll look out for the bad drivers out there. I know there are a lot of them out there, so we hope to have fun. Oh, also remember, if you can join us, all our Florida listeners, if you're within a good driving distance, come on out to the Vieira City actually, it's the Brevard County City Council meeting. I'll be posting on Facebook occasionally, keeping you up to date about the event, posting pictures of our event in Tallahassee, and maybe get some pictures of us there at the courthouse getting ready to fight for backyard poultry in Brevard County. That's Tuesday, April 3rd. Come on out and join us, 9 a.m., the Brevard County County Commissioners meeting, Brevard County County Commissioners meeting. And Andrea says there's over 600 episodes, so there's plenty to listen to for that week if you want to go out and actually do that. What number is the cast iron pot episode? I'm not really sure, but it is labeled. If you just go to blogtalkradio.com, find our radio show page, you'll be able to just scroll all the way down and try to find it. It is labeled our cast iron cookware show with Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. It was a great episode. You can learn a lot with that one. We've had some really good ones. So you can listen to the archive if you get that, you know, if you start having withdrawals from the Chicken Whisperer show. So, but yes, I'm really looking forward to finally getting to the beach with my family and relaxing, well-needed vacation, I can assure you of that. But I talked my wife into letting me do two events, one on the way down there, which is Saturday, and then one on Tuesday. It didn't make any sense. I was going to be in the county next door to where they were getting ready and getting geared up to fight for backyard poultry. It would be just unthinkable if I was that close to a chicken fight and not attend. So I'm going to go and speak to the city council about all the great benefits of backyard poultry, but especially trying to debunk all the myths, rumors, and stereotypes that people like to throw out at these meetings about keeping backyard poultry. So I definitely will be doing that. Pamela says, I can't believe I won something. This is so cool. And so I'm glad everybody won today, and we'll have more prizes on our Facebook page later today and Saturday, of course, during the radio show from 10 to 11. We hope you have a fabulous, fabulous day. We really thank you very much for tuning in. We hope you enjoy what you hear. Again, facebook.com/thechickenwhisper. No radio shows next week. But we will return on Monday the 9th with Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. So have a great day, everybody. Have a great weekend. Hopefully you can tune in this Saturday, 10 to 11. That'll be our last show for quite a while. So if you can tune in Saturday to get your final fix of the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show, that'll be great. If not, you can listen to the archive, and we will return on April the 9th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We hope you have a great, fabulous weekend, and we'll see you on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. Ha ha.